Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Serviced Accommodation Secrets, the podcast for all things serviced accommodation. So you decided that you want to do a serviced accommodation business, but you need to know where to start. So first thing, sirs, to think about company structure. How are you going to account for your serviced accommodation business? There's various different ways that you can do that. So we can go to the basics, which is a sole trader. A sole trader business is the business and the person are one and the same. So basically anything that happens within that business is your responsibility. So if you take out an agreement for a debt, you are personally responsible for it. So you have to bear in mind that if you have any assets and you have issues and you run into debt problems, that they're going to basically come after you. As a sole trader, you basically need to submit a self-assessment every year. So you need to make sure that you get all your records in order for that. You need to look at how you're going to submit those accounts. With Making Tax Digital now, it just makes sense that you have an accounting package. There are various different ones out there. So some of the common ones are QuickBooks, Xero, Sage, Free Agent. So lots of variety out there. So it's just a case of picking which one suits you, or ideally the best thing you can do is employ a bookkeeper from the start. You may not think that, you know, that's necessary, but it really is, because I am someone that does do bookkeeping, and basically I see the mess that people get into when they try to do their bookkeeping themselves and they don't know what they're doing. Then it costs you more in the long run because you have to get the problem sorted out. So you may think it's not necessary, but I, you know, would 100% say yes, you should get a bookkeeper on board straight away. So sole trader, as I say, that's you as an individual. You're responsible for everything, and if anything goes wrong, you're the person they're going to come after. One important point to remember is you should always have a separate bank account for your business. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a business bank account, but it should be separate. So keep your personal expenses separate from your business expenses. If you blend the two, it becomes a nightmare in terms of bookkeeping, because you need to pick out which is business, which isn't business. And if you were unfortunate enough to ever get a visit from HMRC, then, you know, they're digging through everything. They're looking at every single transaction, and you've got to start explaining things. So you don't want to be in that situation. So always, always keep everything separate. Next option is possibly if you're in partnership with someone, there's an LLP. So an LLP is a limited liability partnership. This gives you the same sort of protection as being a limited company, but you're in a partnership. However, you don't need to submit accounts to Companies House. You still do need to do separate self-assessments for each person within that partnership. So you need to understand what sort of split you're having. Are you doing a 50-50? Are you doing a 75-25? Whatever, and you need to make sure that you both submit your self-assessments to ensure that, you know, the records are kept straight. Again, use accounting software, because it's just the easiest way to track everything, and make sure you do submit everything on time, because again, obviously we don't want fines, you don't want HMRC chasing you. Then you have a limited company. So a limited company basically is, as it says, it's a limited liability company. So basically you set up decide on your company name, you look, check on Companies House, does anybody else have that company name? If they don't, you can register with Companies House, very easy, you can do it yourself. You don't necessarily need to use somebody else to do it. However, having said that, I have seen someone that did it and did it wrong, because they chose a limited company by guarantee instead of a limited company by shares. So you need to make sure you using the correct option when you do register a company or Companies House. Limited company, obviously you're then responsible for submitting accounts to Companies House and HMRC in the format that's required by them. So no longer a self-assessment unless you're basically taking dividends from the company. If you take dividends, then you would need to submit a self-assessment as well. If you're a limited company, one of the things you do have to remember is that as a sole trader, you can basically do what you want with the money in the bank account. So it's your money, you can take it out, you can do what you want with it. Obviously, making sure you've got the money there to pay your bills. And that any money that you take out for yourself is classed as owner's drawings. Everything else is classed as expenses for the business. So say you can do what you want with that money. However, in a limited company, that's not the case. In a limited company, you need to be on a payroll if you're taking salary from the company. So I'm not an accountant, so I'm not going to sort of give you too much advice on that. However, there are different ways of paying yourself from a limited company. If you do PAYE, obviously all your tax is being paid as you go. If you do PAYE and a mixture of dividends, there'll be some tax. Well, there won't be any tax actually, because you take the basic salary where you don't pay any tax on the PAYE. And then you pay tax on your self-assessment on any dividends you draw, which can make it a more efficient way of taking money from the business. Is something you would need to discuss with an accountant, because it is, you know, quite technical and you can get it wrong. So it's best to just make sure that you sort of discuss it with an accountant. So they're sort of the three sort of main ones that I would talk about at this point for someone. So sole trader is good if you're literally just starting out. You don't really know what you're going to be doing with your business. You're just going to have a basic business. You might only have one property and you think, oh, you know, sole trader's fine, I'll just record it through my self-assessment. Say LLP, if you're going into partnership with someone, basically ties you both into that sort of relationship. Make sure you get agreements drawn up that, you know, you're basically in a partnership and that all the rules are laid down as to who's doing what, because that can become a nightmare if you don't set those sort of ground rules out from the start. And then limited company, basically, again, it can be you or it can be various people in the limited company. You can have shareholders, you can have directors. It just depends on the setup that you want to go for. I mean, I would probably always advise have a chat with an accountant first before you set these things up, because you can get it wrong and it can cause you a whole load of headache if you don't get it right. So decide on your structure. If you're sole trader, you can have a company name, but it's not as important, because you and the company are one and the same. So you can just trade under your own name. You don't necessarily have to have a company name. Limited company, go on to Companies House, decide on a name that you'd like and basically check if that's on there. In terms of naming a company, people tend to sort of like use their own name, which isn't always ideal, because when you want to sell that business, because that's how you should work, you should always work with the aim of trying to sell that business in the future. You don't really want to sell a business that's got your own name on it. So try and come up with a different name. But at the same time as well, one of the biggest things people do is they pick this big long name, then they set up their website and their domain is the same as this big long name. So when they want to give out an email address to someone, they've got this big long email address. It just becomes a nightmare. Try and keep your email address as simple as possible, because it doesn't really matter in terms of people looking at your email address and thinking, oh yeah, that's that company. It really doesn't matter. The email address is just an email address. Most people really don't even take much notice of it. It's just important that you've got a name that you feel is relevant, you know, doesn't necessarily even have to mention service accommodation in it. It's just a good name for a company. So just always bear that in mind when you're choosing your name. Again, limited company, make sure you've got a separate bank account for your limited company. Various different banks out there. So you've got your Starling, your Monzo, your NatWest, your HSBC, Barclays. There's lots of different ones and lots of different people will say to you, oh yeah, use this one, use that one. Personally, I think that Starling and Monzo are pretty good banks, because they have this thing called, Monzo has pots and Starling has spaces. So you can effectively save money within that bank account, which is, again, is something you really want to be doing. You really want to be looking at maximizing the money that's coming into your business. So you need to make sure that when you've got income coming in, you don't just go and spend it all. So you want to start putting money aside for taxes, for various different things that you want to do within the business. So just always bear that in mind. Don't just think, oh, I've got all this money, I'm just going to pay myself. You need to pay yourself, but you also need to think about, what do you want to do with that business? Where do you want that business to go? So putting money aside for certain events is a really good idea. And definitely putting some money aside for tax is the brilliant idea, because so many people don't do that. And then when it comes to paying their tax bill, like, oh, I've got a tax bill, I've got to pay tax. I didn't know I had to do that. Well, you do, unfortunately. So obviously it's a good thing if you're paying tax because you're making money, you're making profit, you could be growing. So, you know, it is a good thing to do. And when you do set up your accounting systems, whatever, you really need to keep track of your turnover to see whether or not you will need to go VAT registered at some point. So the current VAT registration level is £90,000. So when your turnover has reached £90,000 in any 12-month period, it's not based on a financial year, then you need to register for VAT. So you really need to keep an eye on it, because if you don't and you're suddenly having to VAT register and, you know, you have to go back months, you potentially are going to have to suffer the cost of that VAT that you should have applied when you should have been VAT registered. So just bear that in mind. In the service accommodation world, there is a VAT called TOMS, which again is something that you would need to speak to an accountant about, because it is different to normal VAT and it's based on the gross margin of your business. So that would be your turnover less your direct costs equals your gross margin. So that then becomes £90,000 where you would have to register for that. But again, it is a different setup. It does need to be done correctly and you need to make sure that it could apply to you. So they're just, you know, little tips that you need to think about if you are considering setting up a business. Don't just go about it lightheartedly. It's really, really important that you get this right from the word go, because you can get into a mess. You can screw it up. And I've seen businesses that have gone down because they just didn't do it right and they weren't aware of the different things that they needed to do. So yeah, that's basically, to sum it up, sole trader, LLP, limited company, they're the sort of three main ways to set up a company. Speak to an accountant, get a separate bank account, make sure you keep all your business transactions separate from any personal transactions. Do not mix the two. It's quite a common error and it just can be very, very, you know, not good for you. Keep an eye on your turnover so you know when you're basically going to be back, need to be back registered. If you're keeping your books in order, you can also keep an eye on your tax, make sure that you have enough money to pay your tax bill when it comes round. And yeah, they would just be the sort of tips I would give for now, just for setting up a company to do service accommodation. So thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out a bit more information on us, you can come over and join our Facebook group, which is Service Accommodation Secrets. We'd love to have you in there and try and help each other out as much as we can. Or you can DM me, send me an email, which is linda@theprofitnavigator.co.uk. So thank you for listening.